What's up, K-State Nation? Let's go ahead and bring those brooms back out for another postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State home. Of course, the Big 12 champs in football 2022, the K-State Wildcats, right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Your host for this podcast, Eddie Greer. Let's get right on into it, folks. Recording after another busy hump day weekend. Hump day week in between the week, in the middle of the week, on this Wednesday to the 22nd of February, here as the men's basketball team used another second half rally for the second consecutive game at home in Bramlage to take down ninth ranked Baylor last night in Bramlage. And with one home game to go, K-State now at home has only lost that one game, which, again, they should have won that to Texas, but I'm not going to look back at that right now. Focused on what happened last night. Again, it was mentioned in their broadcast. Rich Hollenberg, Fran Fischel's on that call. Rich Hollenberg has become one of my favorite Big 12 announcers over the past two years now, actually. So I like listening to him call games. But look, they're mentioning the fact that, you know, Baylor, and I mentioned this as well, Baylor coming off of blowing that double-digit lead in Lawrence over the last weekend. You thought about, you know, how would they come into this game, and they were sluggish. And but look, K-State, Bramlage, again, kudos to the student section. Again, Cats, the students did their thing, that thing. You can hear that thing through the TV set last night. Oh, boy. You thought Iowa State, Iowa State was loud, or the Iowa State was game was loud. I think this one is a notch over that one. K-State, Trey went to the locker room trailing in this game. Of course, I did not say the score. I better say that. K-State beat Baylor by 10, 75-65 in the game. In the game last night here. If I can pull the stat sheet up there. But, yeah, K-State, that's another top 25 win. And I mentioned this in the previous postcast. Now, they have tied for the most AP top 25 wins in a season there, 7 now. And Bramlage, of course, this game was sold out. So another sold out crowd again there as well. Yeah, so the score was 34-31, so not as bad. K-State was in striking distance. Not saying, you know, Iowa State, the game wasn't in distance, because look, K-State, they came out in the second half, like I talked about in that postcast. If you haven't listened to that, go back, check it out. I'm not going to try to repeat what I said there. Look, they're down. They need to come out and play better in the second half, which, of course, K-State did. Here, it's Baylor last night. You're within striking distance. Hey, get a good run here. You can really put a dent in this team here, which, coming off of another second half drainage, if you will, there, because Baylor had, they led like by 15 against KU, and then KU went on that monstrous run there to really knock them out. And K-State did just grind it away. And when Baylor went on that little bit of scoring drought in the middle of that second half, I said to somebody, I texted somebody, again, one of my friends who follows K-State basketball a little bit more closely, this, I told him, said, look, they need to stretch this thing out. Baylor, they are in a scoring drought. It's K-State's time to pounce. And they did just that. Stretch it out methodically. Stretch it out. In between that, Keontae Johnson, a one-handed slam jam with authority. And I recall it, a few home games back there, tried to windmill 360 there against Florida, which that came out well empty, because that would have brought the house down. This one-handed slam jam brought the Bramlage down. Yeah, as well, the crowd was up and going. And I don't want to jump the gun here too quick, but OU, y'all next. That is the last home game, which is going to be senior night here next week for the men's basketball team. But before that, they got to go on the road and play a very tough opponent, Oklahoma State. Yeah, but give credit Once again, to the suffocating K-State defense there as well. Let's flip the script here to the offensive side. Again, you might as well call this team, right, as in this mini-stretch here, the second half, Riley Cats, right? In this game last night, 44 points was scored in the second half precisely for K-State. 57%, almost 60% shooting from the field in the second half by itself. With the inside game, KJ, Keontae Johnson, speaking of slam jam, he had himself a big game, and I know maybe Fitz should not call him out like he did on social media last week there. Tim Fitzgerald, the owner of Gold Power Cap, he called out Keontae, saying that he had no juice under him. Well, I tell you what, he looked really good in quite a while last night. We're scoring 25, which was a season best for KJ. I know he hit 24 a couple of times, including 24 against the same team earlier in conference play as well. So KJ, he had them legs under him, including him with that slam jam, with a one-handed jam last night there as well. Let's see, another number here. Yeah, 48% overall, I believe, from the field. That is 64% from, 64% actually from two there as well. Marquise Noel, and here's the other thing as well. Marquise didn't do nothing in the first half of this game, and he made plays in the second half. He was the catalyst, like he always is. K-State and has been the entire season. Noel came out and made plays and made Baylor pay last night in that second half of that ball game. Keontae Johnson, 25 points. As mentioned, 11 of 17 from the field. 50% from downtown there as well. Cam Carter, this guy needs to be a little bit more consistent. I've been calling him out. Speaking of calling out, I've been calling out Cam Carter for quite a while on this podcast. Hit double digits last night, 10 points, 5 of 11 from the field. Noel, 14th double-double of the season, and now school record 9th at K-State with his 6th. Wait a minute, I might be reading that. No, his 14th career double-double, excuse me, with including his school record. 9th here at K-State, 6th this year. There's well, and back to the 7 wins, folks. This is the postcast edition. K-State, 14th ranked this week, took out, or in other words, upset Baylor, 9th ranked last night by 10, 75-65. 7 wins against top 25 opponents, tied this record originally set back in 2009-10 season. With that, the Wildcats posted their third top 10 victory, including their second in Bramlage, as they move to 14-1 with one home game left. And I said, call you out, OU, right now. Oklahoma, y'all next, baby. Just like somebody else said that as well. Called out Oklahoma as well on Twitter as well. I agree with you 100% on that. Oklahoma, y'all next on that list there. And, yeah, it has slowly – if any question now, the doom is back. The doom is definitely back. Jerome Tang has made that priority number one. We between me, the dailies, me and Alex Aiden on the weekly edition of this podcast, we have talked about it. They got to win home games. They bring the octagon of doom back, and it is officially back. This is all I'm saying. And I know I referred back to last week about Jerome Tang needing 2 wins to get in the tournament. Jerome Tang telling his team about getting 2 more wins. Well, and I said the best case scenario. I got it on tape. Best case scenario. You protect home court. You protect home court. And that's what they did. Taking out Iowa State, grind it out. Iowa State, and you drain out. You take out Baylor as well. And they're definitely in the tournament now. Anything else? Because look, they're projected the third seed in one of the regionals yesterday, which came out. ESPN showed it. I know it was showed last week as well. We're a top four seed in one of the regionals. I can't remember which one right now, but if anything, Baylor was ahead of K-State coming into this game as far as in the Big 12 state is concerned. Well, a sweep of Baylor puts K-State in front of Baylor. Now, well, you have a great chance. Yes, all three of these next opponents are tough. We established that already. But you say, let's just say, best case scenario. Again, I'm using that scenario once again, folks, K-State Nation, to 2-3. At least 2-3 against these teams. And I'm counting on, again, a win against Oklahoma at home, right? You split one of these road games, right? You're 2-1, and you're going to the Big 12 tournament with some mojo. But if you sweep all three of these opponents, which, again, it's daunting task, but if K-State can play K-State basketball, there is no reason why they can beat all three of these teams. Now, obviously, we beat West Virginia at home earlier this year. Oklahoma State was a tough team, and obviously we know what happened in Norman. Went out there and did not play up to our potential down there. So if this team plays like they know how, play like they do at home, or to some extent, they can take out all three of these teams. There's no question. And obviously every game's tough. We've established that all year in this podcast, so don't need to go that route. I'm just talking about from a talent perspective. Look, this team has played together now for what? Almost 30 games now, so they know each other very from the Desi Stills to the Naquan Thomas to the Noels to the KJs. You know what I'm talking about, right? So if they play up to their potential, there is no excuse why they the best case scenario 2-3-3. The best scenario, you win out. And if Texas or KU somewhat stumbles, you got shot this year of the Big 12, and I wouldn't thought be saying that. Look, I've written this team off for the share of the conference title a couple of weeks ago. So, hey, man, I'm back on that shit. I'm back on that shit. Like, hey, there's a small chance now. Now that we take care of home court, we got to go on the road to go to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. So, and the main thing is, I know Jerome Tang and Scott Drew are buddies, but Jerome Tang right now has bragging rights. unless they run into each other again in the Big 12 tournament, Tang has bragging rights on Scott Drew for 2022-23 season there as well. So 75, and here, I'm going to go through the scores real quick here. I'm going to go to Baylor real quick here. Keontae George, 23 points last night. He was 6 of 10 from downtown. So K-State wins despite Keontae George going off from downtown in the game. Also, L.J. Cryer, 16 with 6 assists. And Adam Flagler, K-State corralled him. Flagler did not have it all night. 1 of 13 from the field for Adam Flagler in his ball game here as on the Baylor side. For K-State, we covered the double digits markers. Keontae Johnson, 25. Noel, 14. After having like 2 in the first half. Cam Carter, 10. And then you had Naquan with 8. Gasson, 7. Steele, 6. Desi Steele still getting a start. It was in the starting lineup again for the second straight game. Desi Steele's in that lineup there. One of that Energizer Bunny in that lineup there. Gasson off the bench there. And Ish, 5. Bebe, only 3 minutes. Had nothing, missed his only field goal attempt of the night there as well. And again, like I said, it's your other cast of characters. I said it in a recent postcast. I'm going to say it here. It's the other cast of characters that's going to have to step up if they're going to make a run in any kind of run, whether it's the Big 12 tournament or in the NCAA tournament, which they pretty much sealed that up with a win with 7 top 25 wins. Or ranked opponents to top 25 are hard to keep somebody out like that. So K-State, no doubt, will make the tournament. Now establishing that with back-to-back top 25 ranked opponent wins against Iowa State last weekend, and now you add Baylor to the mix, which is going to be your last one there, and you got pesky opponents on the schedule. So We'll see what happens. But it's your cast of characters, like the Cam Carters, Naquans. I'm going to keep on saying it. If they're going to go on any type of run, those guys-ish, those guys, Bebe, Stezzy, I'm naming everybody, Gasan, everybody. Everybody's going to have to contribute if Keontae or Marquise, and like in that first half, don't get nothing done. It's those guys that are going to carry this team if they're going to make any kind of run, make noise in the NCAA tournament. So, great win last night here in Bramlage at home by 10 over a ninth-ranked Baylor. And now when you look at, I know, as I'm seeing your course podcast, the recent daily coming out, or is out right now when I'm talking about the standing, the seedings, K-State now has jumped Baylor, like I said, and now there's a tie for the number one spot. Ooh, so you're still going to need some help there. K-State is two back of KU and Texas, who are tied for the league lead right now at 11-4 as I'm sitting here wrapping up this postcast moving forward. So I'm going to go through the slate of games for Saturday. I'm pretty sure me and Alex will be back on this week's edition of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, which will be episode 146. Let's see, games. We're going to go down the slate here real quick to cap this off here. Saturday, right? So, obviously, we cover K-State, Oklahoma State, 1 o'clock tip-off in Stillwater. Kansas plays at home against West Virginia to wrap up the Big 12 slate. And then you have a pair of 11 o'clock games with Oklahoma at Iowa State and Ames. TCU goes to Tech. The other 1 o'clock game features, of course, Baylor at home against Texas. So maybe you get some help there from Baylor now. And you take care of business on the road, but you have to take care of business on the road. So it's still what that is next on the list for Jerome Tang and the Wildcats as the 14th-ranked K-Staters now go on the road. Two of the last three games on the road. First off, Oklahoma State on Saturday. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it. Wherever you find your podcast, this should by itself should be a weekly for how long I've been going with these men's postcasts. But it's okay. It's good content for the K-State favorite. New to the podcast, welcome on board the pod. If you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe first off to the Pro Project Podcast. Yeah, that other K-State podcast out there that covers all things K-State. And make sure you share this with your other friends, especially if they go to K-State or their alums or they're big fans of Purple. Make sure they are subscribed as well to the Purple Project Podcast. And if you have a question K-State related or you want to follow me on Twitter, that is at Eddie_EG3. That's going to wrap it on this edition, postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. 14th-ranked K-State takes out Baylor. 9th-ranked at home last night. K-State, the doom is definitely back. 14-1 with one home game remaining. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats!